This is Talking with the Gravy Train on Ski Tracks, the latest in Nordic ski talk and news. And now your host, Peter Graves.
It's another edition of Talking with the Gravy Train. Hello, everybody. I'm Peter Graves, and today we have a very interesting show coming up for you. We're going to be talking to Dave Knoop. Dave, of course, is the executive director of NNF, the National Nordic Foundation, and they have done some great work. Dave came out of Chicago, Illinois, studied at the University of Colorado, and has a successful insurance career as the senior vice president of Hays Corporation. Dave, it's wonderful to have you along with us, and I've got a lot of issues to talk about and things, but before we get in too far, how about a little bit of brief history on the organization? Because if memory is right for me, Reed Luder and others helped found this many years ago, and so tell me how these two organizations have morphed together.
Sure, Peter. Originally, the organization was called the NCCSEF, National Cross Country Ski Education Foundation. And as I understand it, Reed Luder and Rick Capalla and possibly a few others got together and said, we need to start creating some sort of funding for our development pipeline. And it pretty much focused on the J1 Scando trip, which has been funded for well over 15 years. If you think about just about any name in cross-country skiing, whether it's Keegan Randall or Luke Bodensteiner or Chris Freeman, these kids went on the J1 Scando trip, and they were funded by NCCSEF. Yeah. Like any organization, it can have its ebbs and flows, and Reed did a great job for a number of years fundraising, but some things happened. He just lost some energy, and the organization went dormant, I believe, in 2008 or 2009. And I was informed of it and said, oh, this is an interesting platform. And we picked it up, ran with it as NCCSEF, but just saying that, if you try to say it three times, it's hard to do. So we simplified the name at the same time, bringing in the Nordic Combined folks. And in the last 3 years, we've overhauled the website a few times, changed our marketing approach, and hopefully amp it up quite a bit in terms of notoriety within our ski community.
And Dave, how did the cross-country bug sort of find you? How did I guess you had skied as a youth in high school, but tell me how you really got passionate about it.
Well, thanks. It's always been great cross-training to me. I was a runner, a diehard runner, high school, college, after college, and I always cross-country skied just for to mix it up. One runner I ran into happened to be a guy by the name of John Ahlberg. And John and I mixed it up in a few races, running races and triathlons, and after the trash talking and the competition was over, he invited me to go skiing with him. And I learned, I had the opportunity of learning from one of the best. And John also had his, even before he got his citizenship with the U.S. and competed in two Olympics, he had his mind on ski organization and structure, and he shared with me a lot of those thoughts. As you know, John went on to do a number of things and still is, and I get to see John.
Indeed so, yeah. Wonderful guy. And you have become your group, and by virtue of that, also all the contributors, large and small, have become a very important focus to the U.S. ski team and a vital source of funding. How do you liaise with the ski team and find out if they have a project that needs funding? Or tell me about that.
Well, it's an interesting balance. We want to maintain our autonomy and do different things at different times if we choose to. On the other hand, we're pretty much funding USSA sanctioned events under the NGB. We have a great partnership with the U.S. ski team coaches, Brian Fish, Matt Whitcomb, and Chris Grover. And we talk frequently. I understand their needs. We balance that with a board of directors that discusses designated pillar projects as what we think are the best fit to fund aspects of what we call the pillar projects, which are key components in the development pipeline that are positioned after somebody does well at junior nationals up to being on the B team with the U.S. ski team. So it's a niche in the pyramid that wasn't being supported as well as it could be, and now there's a lot of great support going on in that aspect.
And it certainly must make you feel very good, and also the community of donors, to see the improvement of results over the last few years and know that you've had a real stake in making this happen.
You know, Pete, it almost spins my head. This year, we funded 67 cross-country athletes in Europe, not counting the J2 National Camp, which I think was another 20 athletes last summer. There were 46 international races, 11 international podiums, J1 Scando, Opa Cup, World Cup. You look at the unfunded B-teamers, they had 27 top 30 results, 7 top 10 results, 3 B-teamers made the World Cup finals. Stunning. A lot of people like to pat us on the back, and we like to think we're a part of it. Somebody still needs to strap on the skis and get the job done, and the coaches need to do the coaching. But we're one of the pieces to the puzzle, and it's a lot of fun to see what's happening in our ski community.
And frankly, without it, it's pretty obvious to see that we would have a lot of unfunded projects that are key to development in American skiing.
Well, that's been the history. We're an organization that we want to be part of the ski community. We want the ski community to feel like whatever they want to basically fund with NNF, will fund. The more we get in funding, we'll just turn around and fund those projects. We started with these particular pillar projects, if you will, J1 Scando, Opa Cup, Junior Worlds, for example. But this year we added some things like the Norwegian Junior National Exchange, of us sending kids over there and them sending athletes over here. You know, that was Pete Phillips' idea.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, I want to do this and give you guys credit for it. And I said, well, that's great, because that's really what NNF should be about, is people coming to us saying we want to do these projects and we think it'll be a good thing. And to the degree that people want to step up and do things and help us in volunteerism, that's how we want to have this organization and our ski community work together.
And so the pillar projects, I suppose some of them remain the same from year to year, and some perhaps change from year to year. But Dave, what do you see are maybe fundamental pillar projects that you'd like to see and the board of directors see in the future?
Well, I can't speak for the board of directors because they're all a bunch of great, strong individuals, and I encourage them to speak out so that we are balanced. But I would, as we fund more projects, I would like for the NNF to be more involved domestically rather than just solely international racing. We started there because we felt it was a big hole, but how can we help clubs? How can we help junior development? Can we support seniors domestically as well in terms of the Super Tour? I'd like to do all of it. Right now, the funding is such that there's only so much we can do, but the more we grow, the more we'll fund in various projects.
And so, one of the things that really struck me is the depth of which the Nordic community has come together to support this. I mean, I see you have a very big online presence with donations and things like that. Have you been surprised, Dave, by how the Nordic community has, I think, embraced this financially?
I've been hugely surprised, and to see people from Vermont to Alaska jump on this is so gratifying. I get emotional because everybody wants the same thing, and there's been frustration and a lot of potential discord in the past, and to provide something that everybody can agree on and want to support, I just throw my hands up in the air like, it works.
Yeah.
So to the degree that people like it and want to help shape it, we want to make sure that we do that.
And I've also been impressed, and particularly as a very modest donor myself, I think the message has been, we will take your contributions, large or small. And if they're small, we're still very valued of those modest contributions yearly. I mean, that's the feeling that I get, and I hope other people share that, but... I would guess you agree with me about that.
I totally agree. I think that NNF should always be considered a grassroots organization, that people wanting to send $5 because that's what they have versus other people that can donate significantly more is critical to the success of our organization. I actually purposely have shied away from seeking a corporate sponsor because I wanted people to see that the grassroots, the Nordic community, rose up to support this organization during the Drive for 25. And it's been successful. As we look for other donors, possibly corporate donors, we will never get away from that grassroots feel or effect. It's so critical in so many ways that remains in that perception, if you will.